Hi, I'm Whitney Stevens.
And I'm Yo-Yo Blackfire. And this is Unstable. Well, let's kick off this episode, but I'm going to do this whole time. I need to act like
really
it's gonna not
be a thing
there.
Now?
You know that when there's something just in front of my face, I want to put my face just up.
Something big and round and black. And
I know, and I was not the one who had an issue projecting, so.
Actually, I think this mic was never on the whole time. And we've just been using the computer mic, so we've looked like complete idiots.
And wasting money on equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess let's start off this episode. This episode is about habits. And let's start off by saying that I have officially failed at pretty much all of my New Year's resolutions because we officially missed a week of the podcast.
We did.
And instead of kicking ourselves for it, which I'm still doing, here we are. We cleaned up the studio. We're back. We got mug. We've got a little bit of, yes, that Jewish guilt, in case you didn't know. I'm Jewish. Yeah, so you know what? Here goes nothing.
Literally.
What do we have to lose? I mean, seriously. I will say that doing the podcast regularly, because at our best, we film 2 episodes a week, typically, I would say.
Right.
And I preferred that. There was something really, like, just that felt so good about it. My mental health was so much better, I feel like, because, like, I wasn't just working all the time and busy, busy, busy. I was also, like, producing my work and, like, producing this thing that we care so much about and work so hard for. Mm-hmm. And I just know every time I turn my head, they can see that I'm a fake, a fraud, and a phony. But I'm just kidding, like, anyone's watching.
Right.
But, okay. Also, I'm going to still show my hands. I know that you like to, like, beep, 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 beep.
I hate you.
But I don't give a fuck. Okay, I got some hair on my shoulders.
You're not wearing nails.
I got snow nails. But you know what, bitch? Hello, hi, welcome back.
That could lead into, actually, my first really bad habit.
Okay, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I have a really bad habit of completely melting down when I get frustrated. Like, I have full-on meltdowns, and there's, like, it's very hard to get me out of them.
For those of you that are friends of the pod and listened to our Don't Yuck My Yum episode from season 1 about kinks and fetishes, you know that Whitney is a brat.
I am a brat.
And I am a brat tamer. So it's a good combination, because I just have zero tolerance. I go right to my sociopath, and it's good. It's better that way.
Yeah.
I also have a lot of experience from my past trauma in, like, dealing with high intensity situations. So, like, if things go wrong in public, like, I'm also really good at handling that. Whereas
I think I'm pretty good at that.
He totally breaks down in public.
No, I don't.
You get irritated on period. Anybody who knows Whitney,
I stay
and you're
irritated.
Listening in the, exactly. You can't get irritated if you stay irritated. So you have a habit of being irritated.
I do. I have a habit of, like, becoming very frustrated super easily, and I just
getting flustered.
Like,
yeah,
throw things. And in all my past relationships, I've always had people around that just, like, took care of it. Like, they just, like, I don't want to deal with this. I'll just step in and take care of it. And I think that made it worse.
Did, because they were just enabling you.
Yeah, because I could just melt down at any point.
I'm like, oh, you want to, you want to act up? Act up. Literally, there was one night, Tayshawn is behind the camera. You know that already, so I don't feel bad breaking the fourth wall. But I don't know if you remember this, but one of the nights that I was hosting bingo, we were all in the car in the Taco Bell drive-thru, and Whitney was pissed off at this guy and at everyone and at the world. And she goes, oh, no, maybe it wasn't that night. It was the next night, and the other person was there. Whatever. She literally says in the car, she's like, I'm going to act up tonight. And the other person did not hear it in the car, but I did. And the whole night, I knew you were acting up.
Yeah.
And the next day, you were drunk and didn't remember. But as soon as I started describing it to you, you were like,
I said I'm
going to
act up.
You were like, yeah. And then
at least I gave you a fair warning.
And I just let you do what you needed to do.
Yeah. I mean, you have your moments of acting up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You just did it actually, like, this last week.
I know, and then we got back into another bad habit of yours. You don't know how to behave yourself when you're left alone in public.
What? I behave myself just fine.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not. But never mind that. Let's keep going.
Okay.
You have a new, I don't know if it counts as a habit or a lifestyle choice or a hobby.
I have a new one.
You're a swinger.
Oh my God. I am not a swinger.
Oh, you were just dipping your toe in the water.
Okay, well, I'll just tell on myself.
You're going to tell on yourself? I don't think it's a problem. I don't think anybody here is judging you.
I know, but I'm not a swinger. I just, okay.
So you're right, because you technically have to have a significant other to be a swinger. Here goes
back to you make poor choices when you're left alone.
No, I said you don't know how to behave yourself.
I know how to behave.
You just don't. You guys. I'm so glad to be back.
I ended up getting a little intoxicated, and I ended up at Club Encounters here in Phoenix. I hope they give us sponsorship. Can you talk
louder? How do I make the mic closer and you sound even further away?
I don't know. I'm talking right here.
I know. Okay. Anyways.
All right.
She's Demure.
Yeah.
Which was funny because that was my original drag name. Demi Muir.
I know. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I got a little drunk and ended up at Club Encounters here in Phoenix, which I guess is a swingers club.
I guess it's a swingers club. Oh, I guess it's a place where I walked in and they were all just jerking off their cocks.
Oh my God, I hated every second of that.
Tell them about it.
I did get lost in the Hall of Mirrors. So, like, I don't know if there was one person jacking off or eight. Yeah, I used your joke before you could.
I'm glad you did. You told it wrong. That was even funnier. Okay, well, those are, like, fun, light, airy, like, haha habits. I prepared some for this episode that are, like, maybe more calling myself out for bad habits.
Okay.
Because as we all know, I use this podcast to be extremely vulnerable.
I don't think my first one was a good habit.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so, like, one of mine that I wrote down, I remember, was, like, I have a bad habit of, like, drinking a lot of coffee. Like, I drink coffee every day, but, like...
Oh, we're getting really deep into the bad
habit. Okay, I'm just starting with that. Obviously, I smoke a lot of weed. Okay, how about this?
Okay.
I have a bad habit of invalidating myself. And I do it before I give other people the chance to even, like, hear or process something I say. So, like, in my previous relationship, I remember they used to tell me that I don't need to constantly say, if that makes sense. At the end of a statement.
You know we love things that are unnecessary.
Unnecessary turn of phrases. But, like, I say that, or, like, I'll do things, like, when I'm sending a message or, like, giving someone information because I'm afraid I'm coming off too direct or too strong. Okay. Where I'm like, beep. I'm like, oh, yeah, and it would be really great if we could beep because blah, 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 because me.
Really?
And really, I do it. I guess I'm not being, like, super direct right now about, like, examples of it. But, like, so, like, an example, I guess, for me would be, like, if I'm interested in someone, I will, like, say something that's, like, playing on it or something. And then, like, I'll say something that, like, kind of invalidates. I guess I don't know how to better describe it. But, like.
So you go in with what you actually mean and then you try to rein it back.
I guess so. Okay. Like, I do it a lot. Like, I've even, like, been, like, messaging people about, like, work stuff, and I've, like, literally had you be, like, you don't need to say that. You're kind of, like, invalidating yourself.
Right.
And I think that just has to do with me being, like, a little insecure about, like, my strength or, like, my certainty, if I dare, because, like...
If I dare. Yeah.
Exactly. See, I just did it again.
Yeah.
I just did it again.
You did.
So, I mean, I think that's a big one for me is that I invalidate myself. And that's just, like, not good for my mental health because, like, there are already outside sources that are going to try to do that. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have the privilege of, like, knowing the reason that I am so confident is because, like, underneath all the shenanigans, I'm, like, a decent person.
I hope that didn't read.
I'm hoping not. But now that the microphone is closer, it might.
Oh, no.
I also have a bad habit, and I've been realizing this lately, of, like, cock blocking myself. Like, I have the opportunities to, like, be sexual and have fun, but, like, I'm very lazy. And I did say this in our Grindr episode, 145 feet away, that basically we talked about, like, unless you're basically, like, right there, like, if we're in front of each other, even if we're in public, and we're vibing and we want to get it on, let's just go outside, bust a nut, and come back to what we're doing. Because unless you're... I can't wait to see that back. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Oh, like,
I know.
Trust me, I know.
I know
you know. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Oh, I'm very aware. So, but I'm saying, like, parking lots. No, like, not a question.
Literally. No, I just, like, I don't.
I hate that you're doing that a bunch.
I feel like it's applicable.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I don't. I'm just lazy, so unless, like, you're nearby or there or easily accessible, like, I can just, like, jerk off or move on.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes, like, when I'm, like, searching for a hookup, I'm just like, why don't I, if I jack off, I'm going to be completely disinterested anymore. So why am I sitting here wasting time? Just do it myself efficiently.
Yeah, you want me to drive somewhere? You want me to get up and what? You want me to wait 20 minutes?
You want me to put 4, 5, 6 bottles of water at my ass? Like, yeah.
I don't care about that.
Well, I know.
I don't care about that. I had someone recently, and he had been cleaned out, and I could tell because I always lick it before I stick it.
All right.
I was brought up with God.
Okay. Okay.
I was brought up with God.
All right.
Yeah. And I always lick it before I stick it.
Okay.
All and right. I could tell that he was cleaned out.
I'm not doing
that. I could tell. But you know what? After I do what I do, shit's going to happen.
It's so dumb. Okay, and this leads to the next habit.
Oh, I'm so glad because I feel like I've lost track of what's going on here. I feel like I have fully
another lost habit track. You have is...
Are you going to say talking about poop?
No! No, getting high.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to everyone to know that I find her super hilarious on the pod today because she got me a little bit high before this episode.
But just a
habits.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Because I have to go to work after this. And, yeah. And if you're too high, you're not functional.
Yeah, it's true.
But let's rein it back into the very beginning, a bad habit of procrastinating. So let's talk about procrastinating.
Okay.
Let's not.
Yeah, let's put that off.
I will say that I think I've said this on the pod before, and for those of you who are playing along with our drinking game, I think we've talked about this on the pod before, is a quote that you do drink to, because we say it a lot on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but I know that people are capable of so much until, but like we often don't do it until like there's pressure. Or, like, until there's an actual need for something to get done.
Uh-huh.
That's why we look at people who do things just to do them as, like, yeah. Go-getters.
Right.
Real go-getters.
Yeah. I'm more of a, like, force me into a situation. I have to complete it.
I know. And that's why, unfortunately, I failed at the one New Year's goal I wanted to have. And we missed a week of the pod. Because... You know, we have a bad habit of when this is how I would describe it. I have a bad habit of, you know, like when you play, okay, I'm going to make an analogy, okay?
Oh, no.
Maybe it's a metaphor because I'm going to say the word like. It's like when you play Mario Kart and you're pressing the button when it's counting down from 3, 2, 1. And, like, it's okay if you start it after 2 because it gives you a little bit. But if you're holding it the whole time, you just kind of...
No, see, you did it wrong the whole time. It's more of a...
An edging.
On all the numbers.
Right, so that's what I'm
that's
not...
You
pacing
get
myself. Pacing myself. I will say I sometimes know how to pace myself with my numbers. But in life, I have a tendency to, like... Because I typically, when I want to do something, I'm like heated and excited and fiery about it, black fiery, and I start off already so hot that there's nowhere to really go, and then I plateau and I get a little burnt out, and I think that I've been doing a lot, we've been doing a lot, not just the podcast, but like work and life and other projects that we're working on, and and building our characters as human beings, which is just absolutely disgusting to say out loud,
it's been a
but that. It as soon as there was something small behind the scenes that like felt like a hiccup, it was too easy and comfortable to fall back into just not doing it instead of stepping up to the challenge that I know we could have done, and I know I'm capable of, and you're capable of, and we could have done, and like pulled it off to have had that episode.
Yeah,
and that's just me being a realist, and that's just me holding myself accountable. Obviously, shit happens. We just talked about that, and.
Right.
See what I did there? That was good.
But also,
and it's okay.
We're back. We're in drag. We're doing it.
100%. And I'm grateful to be here. And I'm grateful for whoever's listening. And the biggest thing about this habits episode for me is like, we are. he can cut that. I'll just let him deal with that. And honestly, the biggest thing about this habits episode for me is that we are in a place in our lives where we've been developing our character, like we just talked about, and we've been talking about. And a part of that is developing new habits. And I often refer to it as building stamina.
Right.
Because it's about, like, training yourself to be able to, it's like muscle memory, right? Like, you work a muscle, you need it, you get it, like, ready to be able to be used that much.
And
you
I'm the same way, but I feel like we've been forced to get better about it. Like, I just feel like there's no option.
I think the pandemic left us with no choice.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be real and look at, like, the full scheme of things. Like, this podcast came from the pandemic. And I think that a lot of the distance between us and some of our habits that we've already started detaching from and breaking.
Yeah.
Are, like, those are the reasons that we're here and we care enough to, like, even just have something that we're doing, like, this podcast, which... I know we joke about our listener and viewership, but, like, it really is just a joke because, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm grateful to the people who do pay attention and listen, and at the end of the day, I'm just proud of myself and us for...
And we really do have a lot of people that come up to us and, like, are really into it. So, like, we make it a joke, but we do know there is, like, quite a few people that...
I have a bad habit of being a little too humble.
Right. Yeah, a little that's too definitely humble. One of yours, for sure. But back to our procrastination, like, yes, like, that's been a horrible trait in my life, especially when I get overwhelmed. It was just, like, it goes back to that. I just shut down. So, okay. Like, I would stop, like, working on any project I was doing or anything because I hit a bump and I'd be like, I'm done. No, I don't want to do this. But, like, we just went over our schedules the other day and it's like, we're doing something, if not multiple things, to better ourselves every single day.
Yes, and...
Okay.
I think that what it, like, the backbone to that is, like, a lot of the things that we are reprogramming ourselves on as adults goes back to our childhood, obviously. And, like, the habits of, like, for me personally, drinking enough water regularly, having moderate to decent, like, eating habits, like, nurturing and nourishing your body, as well as, like, some sort of, like, exercise or something as simple as breathing, right? In our mental health.
Things we need to work, still need to work on.
Right. And I think that, like, part of being so busy with work is, like, that you have to be taking care of yourself, which, like, sounds stupid simple, but, like, it's not as easy to do as it is to say when you don't have the foundation.
Yeah.
But also, like, I did not grow up being taught those habits. So... Now, as an adult, I have the instinct or the muscle memory to want a soda, want a coffee, want to sleep, want to smoke, want to do this. I am a very hyperactive person. So, like, I would sometimes I know that, like, I should meditate or stretch or do some yoga or, like, exercise a little bit or, like, do something for me, maybe even sing. And instead, I, like, find someone to do something with.
Right. I mean, I once had the freaking obsessive habit of working out, like... I was really fit.
A long time ago in a galaxy. 2016, far,
not
far away.
A long time ago, don't listen to her.
2016,
yes. I was hot.
I graduated high school in 14.
Oh, gross.
I didn't start drag till 17, but so anyways, I guess that could be true. You see me doing math?
I have a little bit of an addictive personality, so, like,
I have an addictive personality.
So, like, I was running every single day, multiple times a day, and in the gym for, like, 2 hours, and I, like, pushed and pushed until I burnt myself out. That's one of the
right. So pacing ourselves, So let's think about this, okay? For me, my number one habit that I want to focus on with the rest of this calendar year, I know that we're only, like, a month and a half in. But I want that personal self-care stuff. Like, I know I have the capacity to maintain all of the things I'm doing if I guess time management is what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Because, like, there are times in between the things that I'm doing, even if they're minuscule, or even if they feel too minuscule, I should say, that can be utilized to revitalize
myself. Do something for yourself.
Yeah, even if it's as little... I mean, During the pandemic, when we were doing drugs and hanging out all the time, I was very known for like stretching, exercising, doing random little bits of that.
Hour long meditations.
Well, yeah, but even like we would be like, I mean, we would be rolling titties, and I'd be like stretching and doing crunches and stuff, like just because like it felt good for my body.
Oh yeah.
So I think that getting back in touch with, for me, I guess my breath, especially as like a singer, I think that taking the time to breathe. Mm. And focus on your breath and be present, I guess, is something I would like to make a better habit of. And I think that being in touch with my breath will plummet upward into all the other things that are impacted by my being alive and breathing.
Not the plummet upward plug. I guess I have a bad habit, and it's like a coping method, I guess.
Maybe an ism.
Maybe, yeah.
An ism.
I mean, I obviously drink too much, for sure. Like, yeah. I come by it honestly. It's definitely a genetic trait that I have to be probably...
Did you say you come by it honestly?
Yeah.
Like, innocently, like, beep, 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 beep.
No, like, it's a genetic trait. Like, it's very well known.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I obviously enjoy, drinking probably way too much, but I do think it's like also one of my coping methods. Like, I think pot is for you, drinking is for me. It makes me more tolerant to life, which is a bad thing to probably use as a crutch, but it's definitely something I do.
I get that. I mean, I started this year off sober, and I made it like basically the first month of the year. And honestly, my relationship with sobriety is a habit of sorts that I'm going to say struggle, although there's a slightly negative connotation, which I do feel, but I feel like I have the capacity to continue to be, I don't know, I guess I'm just making excuses. I have a bad habit of making excuses. I'm just kidding. That's one thing I typically don't do, actually. But I don't know, I would like to be more comfortable and confident staying sober, even though I want to be able to be comfortable and confident practicing moderation.
Right.
Because realistically, I am such an extremist with my practices because I'm still just now trying to teach and train myself on how to pace myself with those kinds of things, mm-hmm. that it is just sometimes easier to abstain because it just... instead of diluting what energy I have or what focus I have or what opportunity and moments and time I have, like, I just, that is not an option to do, and let's focus that on other things. And maybe that comes back to like doing things when you have to instead of because it feels convenient or whatever.
Right. Like, I definitely feel like this, it would be a moderation thing for me. I can't imagine. Could you imagine having to deal with me sober all the time?
Well, there'd be a serious period of time where you were very unpleasant. And then I think you'd find God and be yodeling Jesus songs all over. Yeah, be
yodeling to Jesus. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen at all. But I do think that maybe a bit of moderation in that area could be beneficial.
Yeah, I do think that there was a time that we were much better at it. And I think that this is a good opportunity. And if our experiences with the podcast have taught us anything, it's that once we do something like this where we sit in front of the lights and with the camera and the mic and stuff and get in drag and talk about it, like, it does, it hits different. It hits differently having to hear it back. Yeah. And being like, okay, well, now I know that, like, I feel affirmed or something, that, like, I really could just, like, it's really not a big deal to, like, this sounds so dumb, but, like, not smoke until the end of my day, or like if I'm doing something, like the reason that I smoked the first time I smoked this year after being sober was I had a very, very incredible experience and successful show at Chill Pill, mm-hmm. and one of our friends brought a joint to share with me and like celebrate and whatever, and I thought that was sweet because normally I'm the one who does that, and I was like, you know what, I fucking killed the show, maybe right. I turned the party,
okay,
and you know, like, I feel really good. I'm not smoking for a bad reason. Like, there's not, like, what am I proving to someone by not sharing in this moment with someone?
No, I know, yeah.
And, like, part of that...
I mean, you messaged me, and I was like, I mean...
An enabler.
No. I was like, it's like, if you're wanting to do it, then do it. Like, if it's something celebratory and you're wanting to do it, do it. Don't not do it just to prove, like what?
Okay, but what about the addictive personality part?
But you had already, like, proven that you went, like, 26 days without it, so it's
yeah, but technically it takes longer than that to break a habit.
It's, like, 30-some.
This is just me calling myself out.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I'm trying to help you through this.
Sorry, I'm trying to help me feel better about not getting through it, you mean?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so
that's much. What friends are for.
All right, so we have questionable habits.
Yeah.
That we're working on.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I had more that I had thought of.
Same.
But I'm also not super mad about the things that we talked about. Like, I guess that's something that I have a bad habit of, like, I prepare, like, half a lot, but then, like, not quite enough to, like, be able to make it over the jump and, like, actually, like, not have to worry about it during execution.
Right.
Which is maybe a discipline thing. And by maybe, I mean it's a discipline thing. which is something I am currently working on and mm-hmm. in progress of. And I look forward.
I know I wrote down more topics for me to talk about shitty things that I do, but, you know.
No. Okay, so I actually, okay, we took a second. I looked at my notes. Two quick things. One of them might not be as quick as I'd like it to be, but one of them will be. I have a horrible, horrible habit of exposing myself in public. Actually, that was not the one that I was going to say.
But exposing yourself in public, it's true.
Not, I know, but that's not the one that I was thinking.
But it's accurate.
I know. Okay, but anyways, let's get back to what I was going to say.
Okay.
I have a bad habit, and it pisses people off, of alluding to something or teasing it and not just outright giving all the information. Ugh. No, I totally, I'll be like, oh.
Do you do that? Because I hate that.
I do it, yeah. Oh God, I'll be like, oh, well, this thing, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, well, you're just going to fucking tell me.
Obviously, I'm going to ask now. I mean, actually, you did that earlier to me today.
About what?
You were in the car and you were like, this horrible photo of me, why was it posted? It's so hideous, really this horrible photo that's online that you could easily look up, but I'm not going to show you. Just me. I can just go look it up. Be like, no, I'm not going to show it.
Yeah, but you didn't.
You're right, because I wasn't that invested.
So there you go. But it's annoying that I do that. And then obviously, I just like want to very casually mention, without having to go into too much detail about how irresponsible I really am, I just don't have great money habits.
I'm not the greatest.
I've gotten much better. Mm-hmm. And obviously, working a bunch is great for having money, but right. Like no matter how much money we make and like I'm not exactly super lavish, like even now that I'm buying weed again, like I'm really not buying weed as much as I used to.
No,
like,
I'm not.
I like spend like a little bit here and there every couple weeks, like it's not like I'm spending, I like don't know, and I honestly don't know
where I'm finding the time to spend my money.
I go out to eat, but like it's really not that often. I like maybe eat one meal a day, and I don't always eat that out. Mm-hmm. And like
eat that out.
Yeah, I love to eat out though. So like if you are available for drive-throughs or dine-ins, I would
dive
love
in
to sample your Hakuna Matata sugar. So yeah, I mean like. And it's something that I'm getting better at and practice and discipline and blah, blah, blah. But I just thought I'd call myself out on that.
Okay, yeah.
In my notes. Yeah, I don't really need to talk about that one too much.
I mean, I have never been the best at it either. I didn't grow up learning. I mean, you're
Jewish. Yeah, but I'm Jewish.
So you have no excuse. When I grew up, my parents were the type of people that if they made $5, they spent $6. And if they made $10,000, they spent $10,000.
I feel like my dad was the kind of person that acted like everything was okay, but it was never okay.
Yeah.
And like spoiled us.
Yes.
Like spoiled us a bunch. So like I grew up like.
Yeah.
But like really, girl, I should have been like.
Seriously. I never like. My parents, both of them, my dad's a teacher. My mom like. At the time, like, worked.
My mom never worked because she was a cancer survivor missing a baseball-sized scoop of her brain.
Okay, wow.
No, I'm serious.
I know.
So she literally wasn't, if she got, like, she, at one point she wanted to go back to teaching, and, like, she couldn't, because, like, if she made over a certain amount, she wouldn't get her Social Security and disability, right. Mm-hmm. Which, like, is a twisted, fucked up thing in our country.
Right.
But, like, my mom never worked, and, like, my dad, like, seemed to be working, but I don't.
Seemed to be? You don't even know what your dad was doing?
I know what he was doing, but I've also been.
Why do you say it like that? Why do you say doing like that?
I just feel like there were a lot of times that because I was homeschooled a lot, like I was with him during the day a lot, and I just like don't feel like there was work happening.
Dad, I know you're listening. I have questions.
I mean, like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. We were very comfortable, and then things weren't quite as comfortable, but always still, you know, I'm still comfortable. I think some people would say I'm too comfortable.
I never wanted for anything, like, ever. We've talked about that. I was pretty fucking spoiled.
I don't think I really had to want for anything.
Yeah.
I'm very privileged and grateful for that.
As an adult that I am now, and I'm like, I work my ass off, but how could I have, like, had 2-3 kids and like still been trying to like it comes down everyone. To everyone like, how when is you... that even possible? I don't want to try it. I know that.
Well, I guess that's the thing is Yoda says do or do not. There's no try.
Right.
I think that's a big thing.
It is that as kind of a sink or swim thing, I suppose.
Yeah, right? Like, you're either gonna sink or swim. Like, what are you gonna do? Yeah. And like, sometimes you might like try to be like the, oh, I'm sinking. Beep, 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 beep. But you're not, and like, even though you're like, you're really just playing yourself, like, right. Who are you fucking playing? Because like, you're the one who's like half sinking and then keeping yourself afloat,
right?
So like, wouldn't it just be easier to like do the damn thing, right, instead of like waste energy? Like,
I will say, I've gotten a lot better though at that. Like, I have gotten better.
I mean, I've said it once and I'll say it again, and maybe this will be the name of the episode, but baby, this right here, all whip, no wop.
What?
All work in progress, no wet ass pussy.
Oh my god. You're just on one today, aren't you?
I mean, I'm pretty satisfied.
Are you? You're satisfied?
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I'm Whitney Stevens.
And I'm Yo-Yo Blackfire.
And this is Unstable.